Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Special program lined up for you today. The one and only Dennis Miller. No, not the funny guy, although this guy can be funny. This is the retirement guy. This is Dennis Miller, who's been on our program before. He's written the book Retirement Reboot, and he wrote it from his own personal experience being retired and dealing with all the things that go into retiring and dealing with your portfolios and all of the personal nuances that can affect how you go about figuring out what you're going to do with your money in retirement. And Dennis is also, he's very notable in this regard, among many other things, but one of the things that's special about Dennis is he is a Market Watch retire mentor and probably the only one, I think, if I'll double check with Dennis in a minute, that has actually been retired. So I love that perspective. We've been following Dennis's work for a long time, and he's recently been writing about this newfangled thing of the robo-advisor, and to be quite honest, Dennis, it's got a lot of advisors and insurance companies and brokerage firms and all manner of financial advisors all kind of discombobulated, I guess is the best word I could use for it. And to me, I'm not that excited about it and not that threatened by it, but maybe I'm missing something. So I wanted to have you on the program to help us kind of understand this robo-advisor thing. So welcome back, Dennis.
Well, always a pleasure, David. I wish I was there to enjoy another one of your free lunches, but glad to be there anyway.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your coming on. Just for the folks that haven't heard you speak on the program before, Dennis, Dennis has been an international lecturer for over 40 years. He's written several books, and he also has been a contributor to a number of organizations, consulted with many of the Fortune 500 companies, and just done a ton of, I know it's not all philanthropic, but I feel like you've been such a contributor to our business community, Dennis, so I thank you for that. And of course, I always recall and remember to thank you for your service to our country as a U.S. Marine. Thank you, sir.
Well, I appreciate it. It was a long time ago, David.
Well, yeah, but we wouldn't be where we are without gentlemen like you, so thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that. David, I really think you asked a question about or made a statement about the investment community being discombobulated.
Yes, is that a fair assessment?
The robo-advisor.
Do you agree?
I think it's a fair statement as to what's happening. But I want to give you my perspective on it.
That's why you're here.
I think it will increase the business of the financial professionals that are not, you know, the guy has to have $100 million to qualify for the private banker.
Right.
I'm not talking about that market. I'm talking about the market for what I call the do-it-yourself guy.
Okay.
This is the guy who worked very hard, took a lump sum pay out of his 401k, no longer working now, and he's not knowing where to go. Okay?
Okay.
He needs help. Now, where I have the problem with the robo-advisor is that it's easy. You just plug it in, you set
sure.
it, forget it. That's like me giving you instruction manual on how to fly the plane, and nobody is sitting in the instructor's seat when you're taking off.
Okay.
I think that it has to be a combination of some darn good tools and an appropriate level of help, which will be a boon for competent financial professionals.
That sounds good to me. Well, I think the thing that strikes me about this, and I kind of set it up with the introduction, Dennis, is that, you know, it seems like every other day I see something on social media among advisors fretting about, you know, the entrance of robo-advisors and what to do about it. And from where I sit, you know, if somebody wants to use basically these computer modeling and management software and systems that will manage a portfolio accordingly to whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, okay, so be it. But, you know, the thing that everybody seems to overlook, and I'm really interested in getting your take on this, is everybody seems to overlook the fact with this whole movement toward, you know, the basically, let's put it a little more simply here, a computerized management of a portfolio. Everybody seems to overlook that computers are not smart. Programs are not smart. They only do what you tell them to do. And the robo, quote unquote, robo advisor doesn't know what you know and what you don't know. And which is very, very different than sitting down with an actual live human advisor who can look the person in the eye, assess what they know and what they don't know, and give them advice, sometimes advice that they don't even, you know to even ask about, and guide them. And I think that, you know, certainly a place for the robo-advisor for some of the people that want to do it yourself, if you will, but I cannot see them taking the place of a qualified advisor.
David, I think you're right. For the sake of your listeners, I want to give you my definition of the robo-advisor. To me, the robo-advisor is, you know, people say, well, you don't like them. No, that's not true. I love them. You guys have been using them for years. The wealthy have been using them for years in that they are computer programs designed to help screen candidates, look at variables, do what you tell the computer to do.
Right.
So that the wealthy have been using these tools along with a competent advisor for years. Now, here's where I have a little bit of an issue. They're being sold to the public as an inexpensive way to manage your portfolio, which, of course, people who are being paid to manage portfolios, if they really think it through, I don't think they'll find that it should be a threat to them at all. And it's not a substitute for human judgment. I don't care how hard you try, David. There is no set it and forget it. And you have to use human judgment because we don't have all the CDs that are paying 6% and 7% anymore.
That's right.
And there's no way you're going to get around that. So
right.
It is a matter of how much judgment you need coupled with the appropriate tool. Now, let's go into the tool because I wrote some stuff recently about how you should use a robo-advisor to your advantage because, you know, to paraphrase what you said about the computers, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, let's take a look at a career. You got out of college, maybe you've got some college loans, you're just getting started, the family. Now, I'm sure there are excellent robo-advisor programs written for that demographic.
Sure.
Because they have a long time frame, et cetera. Then all of a sudden you're into your 40s and you're starting to accumulate wealth. Well, the algorithms of that program for that person in that stage in life change. But then what happens? And David, here's the analogy that I use. You've got a 529 plan, which we talked about on a previous show, where you're saving money for your children's college.
Right.
And now your child is 17 years old and their senior year in high school. Well, at that point in life, that 529 plan is no longer trying to grow and generate income.
Right.
You've got to be preserving that capital so that the student doesn't graduate with $100,000 in student loan. My concern is the do-it-yourself guy who has had a lump sum payout of his 401k has got to really investigate the program, because if the robo-advisor program is not designed around a retired or close-to-retired individual and their situation where you're willing to sacrifice yield for safety, if they get into one of these robo-advisor programs that's designed for the 30-year-old, they're going to lose money.
Right.
So that's where judgment comes in. Maybe you don't have to hire a financial professional for a certain percentage of your assets, whatever. But you may have to find and work with a professional to help you find that program that is designed specifically for your needs. And maybe once a year you go in for your financial checkup, like you talk about, where you monitor that program. I think a robo-advisor with an appropriate level of help is one of the best things I have seen for early baby boomers and retirees, if it's used properly, David.
I agree, Dennis. I think that if you use these tools correctly, and you are right, you said this earlier in our conversation, Dennis, that you know the advisors and the wealthy have been using these tools for a long time. And so I would kind of put it this way to the listeners that, you know, however they best determine, you know, their situation can be maximized is, of course, what they should do. But they can also know that, ironically, with this advent and the media and advertising buzz around robo-advisors, which, again, also, ironically, is being created by the advisors themselves, who are feeling a little threatened, that if you really like the idea or want to explore the idea of having a robo-advisor assisting with your portfolio's management, that's actually something that you may also find that the advisor or a human advisor that you may want to work with to guide you is already using them, so you can plug into that efficiency. You know, that allows an advisor to charge a lower fee than they would have to otherwise if they had to do it all without the help of the machines.
Well, and that's where part of the challenge comes in, because then we sit down and you can take any number of the captive houses, and I don't want to necessarily name them, where you go in and they're now making their robo-advisor program available to the public, and you sit down with your account rep, and it may or may not be even a licensed, Series 7 broker, certainly not a licensed CFP, and you sit down with them, and they're going to guide you into how to get set up, how to get online, how to answer the questionnaire. And then you're going to invest the money, and it's going to go into all of their funds.
That's right.
Now, I think it's important to point out that maybe some of these people have great experience, great concern for their clients, and might give them good advice. In other cases, if you're getting someone who's right out of college, maybe even an MBA, then I wouldn't be quite so sure.
Right. Well,
and the real key is getting the advice, getting it right the first time.
Amen to that. Well, if the robot is programmed, Dennis, let me put this on a little bit of a fine point here. If the robot is programmed to say, do you want fries with that, then you're going to get fries with that, okay? I mean, if the programming of the software to build the allocation and all this stuff is going to pop out XYZ brokerage firms, mutual funds, well, guess what you're going to get?
Yeah. Yeah, now the good news is I think we have to be fair. Most of them now, from what I'm reading, are programmed to put you in the lower cost exchange traded funds with the caveat that it's going to go into their funds where they have the management fees.
Exactly.
So, but you know what? I'm not going to sit here and say that's unethical. It's just the way the game is played, and everybody understands that. The real key to me is, look at your history. David, you've used these computer tools now throughout your career. And every client that you have come into your office has something different or unique, so that you're having some input to that program, so that when the computer does give you the recommendations and the allocations, at least you are comfortable that that has been tailored for that specific client.
You're on to me, Dennis. You're on to me.
Well, yeah, but the concern that I have, David, is there is going to be a segment of the market where it's going to be the client that you're not going to manage their money for them. But I think you're going to see a whole bunch of clients. They're going to come in once a year for a financial checkup where you're going to be looked upon to make sure the train is on the track. And that's okay. There's a huge need for that in the market too, David.
Well, and as the needs evolve, then that's how, you know, advisors that are on their balls of their feet, they're going to evolve as well. And I'm not at all opposed to that function, Dennis, because there's definitely still going to be that need to supervise and adjust. And we might need to go from one robot to another.
Oh, I see that, David. As a matter of fact, I see a graduation of somebody in their 20s and 30s using this program. Then as they've accumulated capital, then they graduate to a different program. Then as they're like the 17-year-old almost out of high school, you go to a totally different program with a different set of algorithms designed for things. I think that's just part of the life process, and that's where that should be expected.
Exactly. Well, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Miller on the line with me, author, speaker, consultant, market watch contributor, retired mentor, and we're real glad to have Dennis back on the program. Let's grab a quick break, and we'll be right back.
How's this for convenient one-stop shopping? Holland Financial offers so many services through its subsidiaries, like fee-based investment management, financial planning, retirement and estate planning, fixed annuities, long-term care, disability and life insurance, and tax return preparation. Our founder, David Holland, also has specialized training to serve as a trustee and executor for families wanting sound financial stewardship for their beneficiaries. Many of your neighbors and local families have chosen Holland Financial because we've helped them plan stronger. Call 671-PLAN and meet with David one-on-one or visit Holland Financial at planstronger.com.
And welcome back, Dennis Miller, and we're super, super glad to have him back because he's the guy that wrote the book, Retirement Reboot. I tell you, I still have your book, Dennis, and every now and then I'll pull it out and look at a few things that I want to check on, and I sometimes share the stories from the book with some of the clients that I work with, and I just applaud your work because a lot of people, unless, you know, there's an old saying, unless you've walked the walk, you can't talk the talk.
Well, as I get older, I'm beginning to believe there's a lot more truth to that than you may realize.
Yeah.
You can sit there, a perfect example of what you're talking about is, I read recently where some guru was saying, look, just put your money in these 30 stocks. They are the big businesses.
Right.
They always come back if business is bad. That's a great theory. When the market drops 40% and a retiree all of a sudden has to tap the principal to live, let's discuss it again. So you're right. There is something to be said for understanding the emotional side of life. It ain't all a computer program, that's for sure.
Well put, Dennis. Retirement Reboot is the name of the book that Dennis wrote from his own personal experience. And Amazon and other favorable outlets are where you can find that book. So we'll dig back into the, claw our way back into the circuitry of this robo-advisor concept. And where we left it right before the break there, Dennis, was that, you know, there is continuation and an evolution of the role for the advisor. And I can tell you that from my own personal experience, it's almost like the evolution of the production plant or the manufacturing facility or the assembly line of, you know, take for example the automotive industry where, you know, all the stuff that was done to that vehicle was done by the worker. And today, fast forward, 50 years, and you've got a worker that is more software engineer and computer operator than somebody who's actually going to grab the wheel and put it on the car, and they're supervising the robot. And that is a very similar evolution that advisors may go through where, you know, somebody in my seat might be advising a person on taxes and we're using the robot to do the taxes and we're doing the investments and using the robot for the investments and then looking over to the insurance and then looking at various income producing products and then looking at trusts and, you know, so there's this whole evolution that technology is allowing to work its way through the delivery of advisory services to help that person achieve their goals.
I think you're right, David. You also, using the example of the automobile industry, I had a couple of clients that sold robotics. And make no mistake about it, robotics has improved the quality of the automobile substantially because its consistency from unit to unit to unit. And so there is much to be said when you're taking a computer that can evaluate thousands of options that you couldn't possibly do manually, and they can do it in a fraction of a second. So it's the person, though, that's programming the computer and using the tool. David, I'm gonna give you a marketing tip. I haven't seen it yet, but somebody will develop it. And that is, I'd like to see that program designed for that late baby boomer and retiree, specifically for that market. And if I was convinced that that product existed, I would be one that would be shouting it from the rooftops. And David, I can see your industry. If you're in a market where you're dealing predominantly, like you would be in Florida with a lot of retirees, saying, look, I own this product. This is what we use so that when you come in, we're taking that best robot available on the market today. One downside nobody seems to want to deal with is that when you're looking at a robo-advisor, they're doing the algorithms and rebalancing the portfolio. It's all based on historical data.
Right.
In 2008, when the first bank bailout came, that wouldn't have been programmed into anybody's robo-advisor.
That's right.
So somewhere along the way, there has to be that human element where you see what's coming and you see the impact, and you advise your client to make necessary changes before the data and the algorithms have had time to process it over 6 months, over 2 years, and make the necessary adjustments.
You can't drive the car, Dennis, looking out the rearview mirror.
No, that's exactly right. That's a good analogy. I wish I had thought of it.
It's yours now.
You're exactly right. And that doesn't mean a robo-advisor is bad. It's understanding the limitations of the tool.
Well put, Dennis. Dennis Miller, ladies and gentlemen, joining us for a repeat performance that is exceptional as always. Retirement Reboot is the name of the book. And we're going to grab one more quick break. We'll be right back with Dennis, and I will make a startling confession to Dennis about the invention of said process and technique that he described. Be right back.
Are you looking for a trustworthy local advisor for your investment and retirement planning, but you're not sure how or where to begin? Start by looking for a certified financial planner practitioner. Visit www.cfp.net to search for an advisor in your local area who's earned this highly regarded professional certification. Pick 3 CFP practitioners. Set an appointment and interview them. Ask questions. Listen carefully to their answers. Check references and research their firms with the Better Business Bureau. This PSA is brought to you by Holland Financial, who wants to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back. Dennis Miller on the line with me, author of Retirement Reboot and also a Market Watch contributor, Retire Mentor. And before the break, I get a little tease there and let Dennis know I was going to give him a little bit of a revelation. And I'm sure I'm not the only one doing this, Dennis, but I actually have developed, and we've got it appropriately federally registered, and we have built a delivery system, a presentation that works exactly with the person you described, that baby boomer who's approaching retirement or the person already retired, that takes all these robots and pulls them together, and we call it Retirement Dream Builder Plan. And we pull these things together and we operate the machinery to build the car to specification and make sure it's going to be reliable, get the person where they want to go, and get good gas mileage in the process.
That's pretty exciting, David. I'd love to see some of the details on that.
Absolutely. Well, the thing that really is essential, because again, as you talked about earlier, Dennis, you know, these robots are, they can't see past what they're programmed to do. They can't see, and they don't have crystal balls at work. And they can't see into the future, and they don't have some of these things that we now know can happen built in at the time before they happen. So what it requires is, ironically, any system like that still requires judgment. It still requires an operator who can think and plan in 3 and, dare I say, 4 or even 5 dimensions not only looking at where we are today, but looking in the future and then looking at multiple potential eventualities of outcomes and bringing all that back into a plan that then leverages the efficiency of these robo-advisors.
David, I think you go back to something we, you and I have talked about many times before on your show. There's a fundamental premise of investing, whether you're 20 or whether you're 80, and that is you may want to delegate, but you never want to abdicate the responsibility for your life savings. And that my concern about that, the whole concept of the robo-advisor, is you don't want to just put your money in there and forget it for those reasons that you mentioned, because then you're abdicating. And when you abdicate that, you're in for, or let's just say you're vulnerable. And you may even have some do-it-yourselfers who are capable of doing a lot of those skills that you require. But even then, it's not such a bad thing to go to a doctor once a year for a checkup, even though you might still run a marathon at 75 years old.
Right.
So that I think it's the process that people have to understand. And you just there is no free lunch. It's
there
your
isn't.
Life savings.
That's right.
And you've really got to protect it, David.
I'll go one step further, Dennis. Even if you're working with a fantastic advisor who's got all these robots running around doing their thing that they're supposed to be doing, you even with that, Dennis, I know you will agree that they still need to pay attention and watch what's happening. They cannot completely check out. So we'll have to have you back to talk more about it, Dennis. We're banging up against our time limit here. Dennis Miller, ladies and gentlemen, author of Retirement Reboot. Great book. Take a look at it, Amazon.com or wherever else you might shop. And we're glad to have Dennis back with us, Market Watch contributor, retire mentor. Dennis, thank you, sir, for your time.
Appreciate it, David. Happy to speak to you again. It's always fun.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.